Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Nina Hase, and here's what we have for you on this week's edition of Living Planet. A new report published by global conservation organization WWF suggests that in theory we do have enough sustainable energy and technology not just to satisfy our energy demands but also to curb climate change. The report is called Climate Solutions WWF's Vision for 2050. The third report this year by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, released on the 4th of May, showed that the world could limit its heat-trapping emissions with known technologies and policy changes, but WWF's Climate Solutions report shows how this can be done using only sustainable, environmentally friendly energy sources. James Leap is the Director General of WWF International. I asked him what this report tells us exactly.
I think people all over the world are recognizing that climate change is a huge threat to many things that we care about and are wondering how we meet that challenge. And this report tells us how. It tells us that we can, in fact, meet the world's energy needs over the next 50 years while preventing dangerous climate change and other damage to the environment. And we can do that using technologies that exist today. The catch is that to get on the path that allows us to succeed, we need to start now and we need to act very boldly. But if we do that, we can meet the challenge.
Climate change is very much an in topic at the moment. We seem to be getting bombarded with studies at the moment. The IPCC, the UN Climate Secretariat, scientific bodies. In what way is this report different from other comparable studies?
No, I think it's different in a few important respects. One is, it actually maps out a path. It tells us what the pieces of the solution are and how it is that we can, in fact, meet the world's energy needs and still keep temperature rise to less than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. And the second thing it does is it tells us how we can do that using technologies that exist today and that at the same time are technologies which don't cause unacceptable harm to other parts of the environment. What this report tells us is, of course, first, we need aggressive investment in energy efficiency. We need to get much more out of the energy that we use. And in fact, if we make that investment, we can get to the point that our demand for energy resources nearly plateaus, nearly levels off, even as our demand for energy services, lighting and heat and so forth, continues to increase. So efficiency is the cornerstone, but secondly, that there is huge potential in renewable sources of energy, and that to the extent that beyond those resources we need to continue to use fossil fuels, we need to invest in carbon capture and storage and capturing the carbon emissions that come from burning those fossil fuels and making sure that that carbon is safely stored underground.
And regarding the procedure, how did you go about putting the report together?
This is a report that's been developed by a team of experts from across the global WWF network over the last year, drawing upon many of the world's leading energy experts outside the organization.
And what are the reactions that you are expecting? How optimistic are you that the report will have the desired impact?
Well, I think this report, we're optimistic for two reasons. I think this report, for the first time, shows people a path, shows people that it can be done with technologies that exist today, and at the same time also makes clear that we have to get started and we have to get started now, that it gets much more expensive and much more difficult to meet the challenge of climate change if we wait even 5 years.
Yeah, given the urgent need for action in the very near future and the long-term nature of policies aimed at securing our energy supplies, do you think we're going to be able to make a difference in time?
Well, I think we have to. I think all of us are increasingly aware this is a challenge that we simply cannot afford to fail to meet, and therefore that we have to get going. I think what this report does, which is show us the way and allow us to say to policymakers and others, it's possible, we know what we have to do, and we're now looking to you to step up and lead the way. And I hope that that can help get people off the current paralysis in many cases and to get going on solving the problem.
And that was James Leap, Director General of WWF International, speaking about WWF's new report called Climate Solutions, WWF's Vision for 2050. And you might like to follow our Living Planet series on renewable energies to combat climate change. You'll find it online at dw-world.de/livingplanet.